Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to American States on Blog Talk Radio, the place where it's all about duty, honor, country, and one nation under God. Today is Monday, May 16th, 2022. And yes, Monday, not Thursday, I have gone back to the Monday schedule, and I have missed a month, maybe close to a month. Sorry, it's just been a very crazy schedule, and I think Mondays may work better for me. So we're going to try Mondays, and tonight we're going to talk about the State of Our Union in the year 2022. And hopefully get everybody to jump in and join in the discussion, open mic night kind of thing. But before we go there, let's go ahead and go through and understand what the American Creed is all about. The American Creed: I believe in the United States of America as a government of the people, by the people, for the people, whose just powers are derived from the consent of the governed, a democracy and a republic, a sovereign nation of many sovereign states, perfect union, one and inseparable, established upon the principles of freedom, equality, justice, and humanity, for which American patriots sacrifice their lives and fortunes. I therefore believe it is my duty to my country to love it, to support its constitution, to obey its laws, to respect its flag, and to defend it against all enemies. Defend it against all enemies. It takes a special meaning. And we need to understand and recognize the enemies from within. But before we get into some of the things that I got on the show page, I wanted to kind of go over a couple of other things that have been happening since I put the show page out there. And why, I mean, these are things that are just so, so critical to the state of the union, state of our union, and what our future is going to be. It's some scary times. There's many reasons to be hopeful. We see different things happening. We see people becoming engaged. But then we see, you know, other things, and we've absolutely got to realize and identify the enemies from within. We have many enemies within our government, within our country. Those who are here are trying to take over our country, who don't belong here, and then those who are in public office, including the president, who are trying to destroy our country. And I truly believe this president, some combination of him not knowing what's going on because of his mental state, being told to do different things and being whatever they're saying to try to make it sound like it's something wonderful. At the same time, he's done a lot of things. His relationship with China, Ukraine, and Islam, and all these other things going on. He's not a president of the United States. I don't know what he's the president of, but he doesn't support the American people. That's been proven. So. And I'm mentioning this because, you know, some of you may have heard about this thing with the surrendering our sovereignty to the World Health Organization, to the WHO. And so it's like, how can this be happening? Wait a minute. Is it treason? It boggles the mind to say, so one president has become a dictator. The president of the United States is now a dictator? And, I mean, we've already seen what happens with elections, but we'll talk about that some later in a few minutes. But he has the power to surrender American sovereignty to the World Health Organization? It seems so. It's like, what happened to Congress? Don't we have a thing called Congress, a House of Representatives, and a Senate? What happened? It's just, it boggles the mind. And so I was doing a little bit of research on it. And we got to understand a big part of the problem with Congress is they keep surrendering their rights and responsibilities, responsibility being the key word, to the White House, to the administration. They have no business surrendering the people's rights because they represent us. They have no business surrendering our rights to the White House, to the president, and convert, in essence, converting a president to a dictator. But that's what's happening. And they've done this on many things, not just this particular thing I'm talking about here. They've done this on many things, including how we get into wars. Things that are supposed to be very, very controlled because Congress has to make the decision. And yet Congress says, well, we really don't want to bother. Plus, if we make the president do it, then we don't have to say anything when we're running for re-election. We get to act like the good guys. We didn't have any choice. Yeah, they did. They have surrendered their rights and created a dictator versus a president. Some people argue with me using that word, but when the president can go out there and do whatever he feels like and destroy the sovereignty of this nation, what do you call it? Don't really call it what I call a president or what the president of the United States is supposed to be. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to read just a little bit of this just to give you some background if you haven't heard of it. And I'm reading this off of the Liberty Council website. Biden's amendments hands U.S. sovereignty to the WHO. And this is dated May 12th of this year. The Biden administration is setting the stage to hand ultimate control of America's health care system to the United States national sovereignty over to the World Health Organization. Here's the key point for everybody to note. Note these dates. On May 22nd through 28th, 2022, the 75th World Health Assembly will convene at the United Nations, headquarters in Geneva, Switzerland, with delegates from 194 nations to vote on Biden's administration proposed amendments. Okay, and so it's not a done deal yet, and while technically our representatives are not part of this delegate, at least I don't know of any of them being part of this delegation, however, they have communication. They need to be going out there saying, no, we don't believe in this, and we want the 194 nations to reject it. So I'm not totally giving up on this. I think we have to contact our representatives, and call them representatives. Don't call them congressional, congressman, woman, whatever. Call them representatives. Maybe they'll remember what their job is. And, of course, senators. And tell them that we have to put an end to this. And they have to stop giving away their responsibilities to a presidency. And this president shouldn't be allowed to do this. That's all there is to it. And what it truly means. And with everything that's going on, let me go a little bit further here. Let's see. Okay. Administration proposed amendments to the international health regulations that will hand over national sovereignty and authority to the WHO, which during the COVID pandemic carried the water bucket for the Chinese Communist Party regarding the Wuhan lab. So when you're aid the enemy, I think that's called treason. And from everything I'm reading about this stuff, this is aiding the enemy. It's surrendering U.S. sovereignty. And those are all impeachable actions. I don't see, we're going into this election at the end of this year, November. Got a lot of primaries floating around out there now. But these people that we're thinking, the GOP, thinking are going to solve all the answers, don't expect them to, only a couple will actually have the courage to say what this president has done is treasonous and what some of these people working with him have done is treasonous. Very few will say treason or impeachment. In fact, I think it's McCarthy's out there saying, we're not going to play those games. Well, I agree we shouldn't play games, not like they did with Trump and impeachment for a very corrupt ordeal with Russia and all that other stuff. So they shouldn't play games, but they better do their job. Do you trust McCarthy to do his job? I don't. But this stuff is impeachable. This is treason, surrendering the nation's sovereignty. What more do you need? We haven't even talked about what's going on the border. Look at how this president, with the aid of a bunch of treasonous enemies from within, are bringing this country down right now. Will we survive till November, which really we need to survive through January when the new Congress would be sworn in? Can we survive? They're destroying us. Okay, let's see. On January 18th, 2022, officials from the Biden administration quietly sent WHO extensive amendments without an official statement or a single press conference. These proposed amendments are written to strengthen the organization's ability to unilaterally intervene into the affairs of nations merely suspected of having a health emergency. Now think what that means. You're giving the nation's health care to the WHO, and look at the mess, their allegiance to China and what they did with the COVID. They're going to surrender our sovereignty to this group. It's treason. It's aiding China. It's aiding our enemies by no doubt, and it's facilitating the takeover and the destruction of this country. That's called treason. And it is, these actions are impeachable. It's unbelievable that this is happening. So please pay attention to this. Like I said, your congressional representatives and senators aren't the ones who technically vote on this, but we need to make them aware that we're outraged by it. We need to make them talk about it, because right now they'd rather just hide from it, because that's what they are. They're cowards. And it doesn't matter what side of the aisle they're on. They're cowards on that one. The Democrats aren't going to say it because they realize what will happen. It will only irritate the situation of, you know, people being sick of what they're doing. And the Republicans are the cowards. Which, by the way, later on we'll talk about what does GOP really stand for. It doesn't stand for Grand Old Party. That's old stuff. You better think about what it really stands for, and I'll give you what I came up with for it. And you better really think about who you're voting for when it comes to the GOP, because we have way too many Mitt Romneys out there and Mitch McConnells. We have too many rhinos. They were Democrats who ran as Republicans. That's all they were. So, anyway, let's see if there's anything else on this article right here. If these amendments are approved, the WHO will have the power to declare an international health emergency, nullifying the powers of nation states. The U.S. amendments delete a critical existing restriction in the regulation. WHO shall consult with and attempt to obtain verification from the state party in whose territory the event is allegedly occurring. This enables the Director General to declare health emergencies at will and can be used to justify economic and financial actions against a targeted nation by other nations aligned with WHO or who wish to harm and control the accused nation. I mean, just think of what that says. Now we're going to have this is the New World Order, the one world government stuff that so many people said was all a conspiracy theory. It's not a theory if it's true. This is surrendering sovereignty of nations to the WHO. It's wrong, and people need to speak up about it. And again, May 22nd to the 28th is when the World Health Organization is supposed to convene and vote on this amendment. So do what you can to put the word out there. Get these people in public office today to actually consider the Constitution, consider national sovereignty, consider doing their jobs. Maybe they could actually think of America first. And that has nothing to do with Donald Trump. It's saving our country. It has nothing to do with Donald Trump. It has everything to do with keeping us a sovereign nation. Okay, the other is, of course, everybody's heard about the Roe v. Wade ordeal with the leaked change where they're going to overturn Roe v. Wade and all this other stuff. And it's an important issue for many reasons. It's, one, going back to the 10th Amendment, something that most people don't know anything about. If it's not in the Constitution, the federal government does not have the right to do it, and it goes down to the states. That's what the 10th Amendment's all about. But we have people who don't really understand that. Way too many people don't understand that. So we need to get back to what a sovereign state is. And that's why when I read this thing about the American Creed, it's a sovereign nation of many sovereign states. We are not supposed to be being controlled by a dictator in Washington, D.C. we're supposed to be having the freedom to live by the state sovereignty. We're supposed to have a small federal government, and then your states do all the other bits and pieces. And if you don't like the way your state governs, then you move to another state. If you don't like the taxes of the one state, move to another state, whatever, so that you have a much closer voice, local government, state government, and stop the shenanigans that are going on at a federal level. The problems we have now, my own personal opinion, if anybody wants to challenge it, feel free to do so. The problems we have today is all based on the fact that we have allowed the federal government to take control. When it comes to health care, we see what he's trying to do, what Biden's trying to do with the WHO right now. But go back to everything that's happened with COVID. The dictates of the federal government controlling hospitals because the federal government funded so many hospitals. The same is true with education. There's money from the Fed going to education. So if you're going to take money from the federal government, you're going to have to follow the rules. In fact, I'm going to see here if I can find this quickly. This is one of Thomas Jefferson's quotes. Jefferson, he understood all this stuff so well. I'm going to read this one quote. I could read so many of his tonight. It would be so appropriate for everything we're dealing with. But I'm going to read this one here. I think myself that we have more machinery of government than is necessary. Too many parasites living off the labor of the industrious. Government big enough to supply everything you need is big enough to take everything you have. The course of history shows that as government grows, liberty decreases. The two enemies of the people are criminals and government. So let us tie the second down with the chains of the Constitution so that the second will not become the legalized version of the first. Now tell me, when you you hear that, and does that not tell you where we are today? Government big enough to supply everything you need, giving you your cell phone and everything else, is big enough to take everything you have. That's exactly what it is. The course of history shows government grows, liberty decreases. The two enemies of the people are criminals and government. That's so true. Who are the enemies from within? Well, we have the obvious enemies who go out and rob banks and whatever, and we see a lot of that going on and getting worse. That's getting worse because of government and the criminal corruption of government. And we're supposed to tie down the government with the chains of the Constitution, and no one's doing it. Just like I was talking about with this WHO stuff. The president should never be allowed to go out there and surrender our sovereignty to a world organization. And the only way they did that is because Congress gave the president those rights. And just like executive orders, we've created a dictatorship. I mean, some people can argue with that, but that's the way I see it. Okay, and then let's see, what was the other? The Roe v. Wade thing, again, I'll be quite honest. For anybody, there's been different reports. When you know anything about Roe v. Wade, you know that around the world, the laws restricting abortion and things like that are much stricter than what they are here. So the world won't necessarily support abortion more, or whatever. You know, we're in a different category for those who are promoting pro-choice, which I find interesting. It's the pro-choice people. It's my body, my choice routine. But these same people said, no, you have to get a vaccine. The hypocrisy is unbelievable. It really is. But my point, which I have out there on the show page, is to say, without a country, Roe v. Wade doesn't really mean anything. So where do these people think they're going to go for the abortion when the United States doesn't exist anymore? They can forget Roe v. Wade when China takes over. And how much control does China have over this country as it is? Which is another thing we can discuss if we have enough time. And then the 2,000 Mules. How many of you have seen the movie 2,000 Mules? I did watch it. You can pay to watch it online. When I did it, it was like $20. And I don't mind paying for it because I know it took an awful lot of work to go out there the 20,000 Mules. It's all about the election fraud. It's not, and as it was said, it's not voter fraud, it's election fraud. And you see the Mules. This was a small sample out of some of the key states, small sample of the Mules going around picking up ballots from different locations, different organizations, and then taking them and stuffing them into these remote ballot boxes, many which didn't have cameras like they were required to do. And if you can watch that and say that you still think the election was honest, I can't understand it. I don't know how you think. I just don't. And this is all information that the federal government has, and they choose to ignore it. So who's the enemy again? We have two enemies, the criminals and the government. And it's just beyond. Now, the thing that's really even more annoying, and this is where you play a critical role in this, even Newsmax and Fox News will not talk about this movie. It's a documentary. Why is Newsmax afraid to talk about it? OAN is talking about it. They have discussed it. And I'm sure it's America's Real Voices. I'm sure they're talking about it. I've seen and listened to them. And various talk radio is. But when it comes down to Fox News, even Tucker Carlson isn't willing to say it. Apparently, there was a report, and I believe it's true, but you could do some verification, that the lady who headed up True the Vote, I believe her name is Kathy something, but I can't remember names, terrible with names, but she's one of the founder of True the Vote, who was a key player in doing this. She was being interviewed by Tucker Carlson, and apparently prior to the interview, she was told, do not mention the 2000 Mules documentary. This was Fox News. And the people are saying, you know, you think Tucker Carlson's one of the good guys over there, but if this really happened, which it appears, because it definitely wasn't mentioned, then who do you trust at Fox News? I mean, Tucker Carlson probably gets out more information than what some of the other ones do, but you gotta be concerned when I've all but discontinued watching Fox News after the ordeal they did with the election to begin with. And you have to think, here they don't want to talk about 2000 Mules, the documentary, and they were the ones that were out there saying, calling early that Arizona had won. Just think about what Fox News has done. And then Newsmax was supposed to be, oh, we're not going to play the same games that Fox News does. Yeah, they're playing the same games. Go out there and let me know where you've heard them talk, either Newsmax or Fox News. Let me know if you heard them discuss anything about 2000 Mules, the documentary, which goes out there. And I mean, the science, the technology, and how they prove all this stuff, it's really amazing. If you haven't seen it, please do. Please watch it and then share it with people. Let others know about it. Because it's proof beyond any reasonable doubt. And there are legal cases. There's other stuff that's going on. Of course, by the time it all gets through the process and the court system and everything else, 2024 will be here. So it's not a matter of making it reversing what's happened and getting Trump in there now or any of that stuff. I don't see any of that happening. I think most people would agree. However, it's going to make sure it doesn't happen again in 2024 because they're already trying to come up with some other variant of COVID. And they're going to do anything they can to manipulate the election. And these are the enemies from within. And many of these enemies are on the Democrat communist side, but there's also plenty of communist Republicans out there too. Please don't go and act like the Republicans are going to save the day. I mean, the lesser of two evils. Okay, you can definitely say Republicans overall are the lesser of two evils, but you better think about who's out there. And, I mean, this kind of goes into the insanity. Tomorrow's the primary for Pennsylvania and a few other states. I don't remember them all. But there's something going on with, you know, Trump. I saw the rally where Trump was there in Pennsylvania and where he's endorsing Dr. Oz. And there's the other lady, Kathy Barrett, or Barnett, I think is her name. And then there's the other guy, McCormick. And, talk about a major three-way tug-of-war there. It's going to be interesting to see because apparently Oz has been very liberal in the past, but he's also very well-known and well-financed. Then they're trying to say this lady, Kathy Barrett, has been speaking out of both sides, but then there's also people said she was at CPAC several years ago, so who knows what the truth is with her. And then McCormick, which I don't really know a whole lot about him one way or the other. And so it's really, really a crazy situation. But Trump is endorsing Oz, Dr. Oz. I have no idea. I would not want to be a voter in Pennsylvania right now on that primary because I don't see it could. I really can't even begin to figure out which one is the better option of those three people. I really don't. It's all pretty scary. But I'm going to tell you, there's something else that really bugged me when it came to Trump at that rally. He introduces Johnson, one of the Johnson & Johnson people, okay? And he says, whatever his first name is, I don't remember, something Johnson is right over here. And he says, have you heard of Johnson & Johnson? And this is Trump saying this. Okay, so we all know which Johnson this is. Okay. And then he goes out there. Johnson has lots of money. And this is what he said. Johnson has lots of money. Johnson from Johnson & Johnson has lots of money. And that's why you should like him. This is Trump saying this now. Now, I know any of you who have been listening to me, you know what I was thinking when he said that. I was like, what is the deal here? What side of the Big Pharma are you? Are you trying to make nice with Big Pharma now? Were you always making nice with Big Pharma? Why is Big Pharma even richer than ever? Because of part of what you did along with all the other garbage that they've been given where they have they have full immunity from any lawsuit, no liability. How many billions they made from government-sponsored payment of vaccines? And Trump was just, they have lots of money. It was sick. It was sick. And this is where I keep going back. Trump, when it comes to this COVID thing, how much of it was his pure ignorance? And how much was he playing a game too? When I hear that, what does that tell you? What does that mean to you? And for those of you who heard it, tell me, what do you think it meant? What was the point when he goes and says, Johnson & Johnson, they have a lot of money. Johnson has a lot of money. And while he never ties it back to what really happened with these vaccines and everything else. And little by little, he's going back to his warp speed garbage. And it's like, I like the fact that Trump is able to bring people together, bring the true patriots together, because I believe the vast majority of Trump supporters truly believe in this country and want America first, want to save America. So I truly believe that. At the same time, when I hear some of the stuff he says like this, I'm like, is this guy nuts? I mean, is he nuts in a different way than what Biden is? What role did he really play in all this? Was he that naive? Was he that ignorant of what was going on with COVID? And what is his role? What is his relationship with Big Pharma? Does he like these amendments for the WHO? I haven't heard him say anything about that. And some would say it's inappropriate for the former president to go out there and say things. Well, he says plenty of things about other stuff Biden has done. So what does Trump think about these amendments to the World Health Organization? I know he's a narcissist and all this other kind of stuff because that's just the way he is. But what is really going on with this guy? Is he bipolar too or something? I don't know. I'm not trying to be funny. I am trying to say what is going on with this guy. And more importantly, come 2024, do we really want him to be the president if he says things like this? What is he going to do with another COVID garbage if it happens again? I don't know. I mean, I do, on the other side of it, I know if Trump is there, come 2024, if Trump gets back in office, I know the southern border will be secured, and I know the oil industry will be let go. It will be free again to do their business and that kind of stuff. So I see those things. I see the positive. But when it comes to this COVID stuff and big pharma, I don't know what to believe when it comes to Trump. I know what to believe when it comes to Biden. Biden doesn't care anything about the United States of America. Part of it is because he's too brain dead, but he was never too swift to begin with. He himself is a sociopath. He always wanted everybody to like him. And you can go back and see, you know, he always tells a good story that's going to make people like him or think something, whatever. And so he never really, and he's also very much a racist if you go back through the history. So he was always saying what he thought people wanted to hear. He has no opinion of his own. He has no ethics or integrity of his own. I mean, he's a Catholic out there promoting abortion. I mean, you know, he's and this in his better days when his mind was a little bit more there, he was never any good. He just said whatever he thought people wanted to hear, whatever he thought was going to score points for him, which unfortunately is probably 90% of our Congress as well. They don't tell you what they really think. They don't have a true opinion of anything. They say what they think is going to get them elected at the moment. And then once they get there, and I'll tell you, that's what people are really afraid of with Oz and this Kathy Barrett. Is it Barrett or Barnett? Sorry if I'm saying it wrong. That is what people are really afraid with both of those two. So they're going to go in there, and they're going to revert to their former life where they were much more liberal and progressive and whatever else. Now, Kathy, she claims she was never, never a liberal. She says they're taking some of her words out of context or twisting. I don't know. I have no idea. I heard others were saying she was at CPAC years ago. And, you know, they don't believe it for a minute, the other garbage that's being said. So I don't know. And Pennsylvania is such a state with such a mess as it is. I just can't even begin to figure out what they should be doing there. Really can't. Let's see. Oh, the other thing that's been going on, I can't miss mentioning this one, is the baby formula. Now, sending $40 billion to Ukraine, by itself doesn't affect the baby formula situation. But when you're thinking, it's like, all the problems we're having in this country, how can you even consider doing that right now? And based on everything I was hearing with Rand Paul and some others, that the money we have given Ukraine is more than, that would more than fund the Russian military. And it's way over the Ukraine military. While our own country is being invaded, and while we can't even seem to provide formula for the infants, the children, the young children in this country. And the thing that's going on when it comes to this baby formula, apparently EPA or FDA, whoever it was who inspected this plant, because apparently some babies had gotten sick off of it. I'm not sure if any of them died, but there was definitely some kind of contaminated baby formula being put on the shelf. So they went back to this one plant. I think there's more than one in this country, but I'm not sure. The one plant, and they shut them down because of the health conditions. They had to get it cleaned up. Well, apparently, this particular plant, they call it Abbott. I think it's Abbott up in Michigan. They've been trying to get EPA or FDA, whoever it was, back in there to inspect it so they can start producing the formula again. They won't do it. They ignore them. Enemies from within. You would have to be an enemy of this country to not go back there and recertify the plant as being safe to produce the formula. Why would they not do that? You can't justify this stuff. Then the other, at the same time, because they're worried about the law. The criminals of government are worried about the law. Yeah, right. Are sending baby formula down to the southern border for the illegals. We have to take care of the illegals. Americans can die, but we have to take care of them. It's insane. And there is, based on everything I was hearing on this, and feel free to chime in on any of this, anybody would like to, the, you know, if you're going ahead and letting these people in, you can't just, you're not allowed to go and kill or sacrifice the illegals coming in. You're not allowed to sit there and watch them die kind of thing. You have to provide humanitarian care and that type of thing. So there is something about providing food or whatever to these illegals. Even though they're here illegally, you're supposed to provide food. Food or some kind of care, whatever it may be, and somebody else wants to chime in on the more details of it, feel free to do so. But the point is, we're killing Americans so that we can take care of illegals. Okay, who are you going to feed? And, you know, I was talking to somebody about this. I think it was actually Karen. Karen may be joining us here in a little while. When you're on the airline, when you're on an aircraft, you're getting ready to take off, and they give you, fasten the seatbelt, do this, do that, the vest and all these things, and they tell you about the mask that falls down and you breathe into it. What do they always tell you? Put your mask on first before helping someone else. Why do they say that? Well, if you worry more about taking care of somebody else and the air pressure is dropping, you may be the one who's going to need help. So you're supposed to put the mask on yourself first and then help the other person. Make sure you are able to help the other person by taking care of yourself. That's no different here. The charity begins at home. How can you be out there feeding the world when your own home family is dying? You know, I'm all in favor of helping my neighbor, but I'm not going to sacrifice my own family. Sorry, guys, you don't get to eat today because I got to go give the food to your next-door neighbors. So, you know, in a few months we'll get around to eating again after we've given our food to them. This is insane. These are enemies. That you would have to be an enemy of the state, of this country, to do this. If anybody wants to argue that point, tell me why it's not. Feel free to push the one, and I'll put you on the air, and you can talk. And, by the way, call in 347-857-4364, 347-857-4364. Press 1 if you'd like to speak on the air. Tell me where this makes sense. This is, you just look around, and there's so many enemies from within. And then we get to, which was the bigger part when I started setting up this show, and I was focusing a lot on what's going on the border because I do see it as an invasion. But then you go down this other list of items. We have so many enemies from within. And I'm going to get to that big question about when do we get to defend ourselves. That's the ultimate question that I want someone to tell me or answer to me today. Tell me when. Because, I see someone out there. I will get to you in just a second. Let me finish this one line of thought here, and I will get to you. As I put out there to begin with, Roe v. Wade means nothing if we don't have a country. These people are worried about abortion. Wait until they have to deal with the rest of the world on how the rest of the world deals with abortion. And if you're going to go and say it's my body, my choice, well, you should say the same thing about the vaccine. How come it's not your body when it comes to the vaccine that the World Health Organization has the right to come in and tell you have to get vaccinated? It's all insane. And then, as I've been stressing throughout this whole discussion, recognizing the enemies from within. We have enemies all over this country. And I even haven't started to talk about China. And then the thing is, these are some of these questions, and I want people to share their thoughts. I think you've heard most of mine already, but do you believe our homeland is being invaded via the southern border? Do you believe it is an invasion? I personally do believe it's an invasion for the various reasons. You can go out there and try to come up with the reasons why these enemies from within would want this. The New World Order peace, China. China's out there with all the fentanyl killing us, bioweapons warfare, terrorists that are coming in. You know, I mean, there's so many reasons to see that this is an invasion, and this is this the role of China playing in this bioweapon war with all the fentanyl. I mean, the fentanyl, I think they said 95% of fentanyl comes from China. It's a big number up there. And then, do you believe their failure to defend the homeland is an act of treason? I believe it is. I definitely believe there are people, including that idiot from Homeland Security, that need to be tried and impeached. Treason and impeachment. And then, let's see, the big question, do we, the people, have the right to defend our homeland and our lives? Because right now, there's people on the border being killed by these people coming in. And a federal government that does nothing, and a state government that does next to nothing. So at what point do we, the people, have the right to defend our lives and our homeland? Are we supposed to just stand here while they take over this country? To what degree have they already taken over this country? And we're supposed to stand here while they kill us? Because we have these people in public office, presidents, Homeland Security, military at this point. No one's doing anything to defend us. That being said, I believe, let me see here. Mr. Pat, I believe this is Mr. Pat. Are you there, Pat?
Hi. Good evening, Shelley. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I'm just scared for my country, as you can tell.
Well, absolutely. I am as well. I can certainly share that. So, well, you've made a lot of great points. I want to go back to the lesser of two evils. So I think that that's important. Of course, there's a few other topics as well. You hit certainly a lot, of, especially the baby formula and the gas and the border. But I think it all ties to this. You know, I'm really hoping that the voters, you know, come election time, really look at the report card and not the party, meaning, well, I'm a Democrat, so I'm going to vote Democrat, or Republican, or whatever. This is not, I'm not favoring either party. As you say, the lesser of two evils, that's about right. Republicans aren't much better, but certainly at this point, anyway, I think they are. But, you know, instead of comparing, I hate when they compare Trump to Biden or this one to, forget all, erase Trump, erase, how many, you know, the last election. Start here, and as an American citizen, regardless of your party, look, right, take out the report card. Order. This is bad. This isn't Trump or anybody else's fault. This is horrible. We know what's going on there. It doesn't even make sense. It doesn't even make sense. Why would anyone would want that unless it's to destroy this country, as you said? To higher gas prices, right? We know that the price has been on the rise during the Biden administration, before the war in Ukraine. No doubt it was up, at least in New Jersey, that's where I'm from, it was upper close to $4. Now it's $5.50, by the way. Just went to $5.50, right? But it was just closing in on $4 before there was any war, and it was $2.70 prior to his election. So, you know, it's not all about the war, right? The baby formula is another unbelievable thing, as you say. So my point is, you know, I hope people just forget about party. Doesn't matter what you're registered as. You know, do the right thing, right? We can take back this country, and let's start, you know, thinking about the people. Yes, you have to be concerned about your neighbors. I feel so sad for the Ukrainians. Right. Imagine, just think about this for a second. Bombs are raining in your neighborhood, and you got to just grab whatever you can and leave your home behind. You think about that, right? It's tough. But, right, 40 billion, you know, I mean, like, something's up there, right? It's an awful lot, and there's a lot of suffering here, a lot of people. You know, the other problem was with all this inflation, and, you know, we're just recovering from COVID, and we can, you know, whether the lockdown was valid or not, that's a whole other story, right? But we're trying to recover from that, and now we're putting even more strain on the average American family. It's not good. Anyway, that's my two cents.
And Biden claims he cares so much about the average family. Well,
no,
now
he doesn't.
In is when it comes to Biden, I mean, how much of this do you think he's doing with any kind of knowledge of his own with his mental situation? And would he have done this? Say he had been president 4 years ago or whatever else. Would he have done the same thing? Is he doing this because he's got these woke people out here all over the place, which he's just doing what he's told it to be done? What is the deal with this guy? Is he really trying to kill our country? Because that's what it looks like to me. And does he really truly just have no clue? And, you know, the whole world is watching, obviously.
Well, if you look on YouTube, you can find news reports from other countries. They're laughing. So I spent quite a bit of time on YouTube. I can't take these local networks and all that crap. So I'll watch Australian news, Britain, a few other countries. They're all laughing, right? They are. And is he doing it on purpose? No. I think it's a combination of things. I mean, only he knows. He's always been incompetent. He was a nothing since day one. He's nothing. He never did anything. I mean, you know, Trump brought that during the debates, and it's true. Tell me what this guy did. And so many key things he voted against. And, you know, so his voting record isn't even that good. So probably some of it's this stuff, but it's certainly the far left, which I'll tell you, if you're a Democrat, you have to be fearful of those far left folks. I mean, that can't be the direction that you all want to go in. I can't believe that. I actually, you know, a Democratic Party was really a pretty good party in its day. And just the last few years, it's, you know, been falling apart. I think so. Not that the Republicans are much better, but certainly there is a difference in this far-left thinking, and it's truly to tear down America, right? Someday maybe you'll have a program about racism. I'll be sure to dial in on that one because that's all built up, too. I'm not going to say there's none. Of course there is, but it's not like they're purposely dividing people, but I will save that for another call.
Well, and that point, all you have to do is go read good old George Washington's farewell address. He said, attempts to divide through associations of factions and political parties. They're all means to divide us. That's what will destroy us. If united we stand, divided we fall routine. And it's all part of the scheme. You try to go back and say, with all the places in the world, what is it with some of these people, such as Bill Gates and George Soros and whatever? They have so much money. They can do whatever they – why are they so intent in destroying this country? Why do they think we should have a one-world order, one-world government of the United Nations? I mean, do they truly, genuinely believe that somehow they're going to make the world a peaceful, wonderful place? It's beyond me to understand the evilness of it. No more than I could understand the evilness of Hitler wanting to kill all the Jews. It's mind-boggling to understand human nature. You know, there's all these places in the world. If you want to be a communist, go be one. Anybody wants me to help fund them to go to China and be a communist over there or whatever else, Russia, you know, fine, go for it. I don't care. Leave us alone. What is it with these people that why they are so determined to destroy the United States of America? At the same time, there's all these massive people who want to come here because they are sick of the oppression from the other places. It's beyond me. And one thing I definitely got to ask you on there, talking about the Democrats, because my parents were both Democrats, both from Massachusetts. My mother was a diehard Kennedy person. My mother was a Kennedy Democrat. Do you think for 1 minute Kennedy could ever get elected today?
No. Not only that, he would be appalled, really. I mean, this is just and my parents were Democrats as well. They switched after Jimmy Carter ruined the country back then. That's when they switched. Jimmy Carter was supposedly a pretty smart guy, and you know, we won't debate that, but, you know, horrible cabinet, really made quite a few bad decisions and, you know, really cost this nation. And his reelection, obviously. But anyway, no, without a doubt, no way. That's not the Democratic Party of today. They would be in shock, I think.
I mean, here, you know, he wanted to do something about the Fed back then. That may have been what actually ended up getting him killed, some say. And he was so – it's not what your country can do for you. It's what you can do for your country. And aren't we totally the opposite of that today from the Democrat side? It's no, we want the cell phones. We want government to do this for us. We want government to do that. And more importantly, they want the federal government to do it. It's like, you know
well,
what, if you want to live on that side, yeah, go ahead.
And that all ties with, you know, how people are today. We're wanting to be recognized, each group, one special, you know. Again, it's probably a call for another show when it comes to some of that. I've certainly got my opinions. But I say this, for those that are unsure, right, forget about – see, if you look at the news, right, and depends what networks you watch, they're tainted either way. Both, doesn't matter. Newsmax, CNN, MSLSD, it doesn't matter. They're all tainted. There's no doubt about it. But look at the videos. Listen to the answers. So when Biden was asked about inflation, his answer was, well, you know, Trump had inflation rose for under Trump, you know, each year. Yeah, it did, and he's probably right, probably slightly, but it didn't jump like it just did. That's his answer. Looking at, he's always blaming, if you notice, he's always blaming some, he does not take responsibility. Now, anyone knows about being a leader, whether it's the country or if you're a manager in a department store or whatever, right? You take control. You are responsible. You are the manager. You are responsible. This man, and it has nothing to do with the news reporting. I'm watching the videos. He's blaming everyone but himself. Right.
Well, of course, and that goes back to the sociopath that he is, as far as I'm concerned, because he always wants everybody to like him. He's not going to ever deliver the bad news, if you will. It's always going to be something that it's not his fault, but he's going to fix it. He's going to take care of it. I mean, that's the way I see him, and, I mean, it's his personality, mental condition, whatever you want to call it. Not to mention, as you said, he's been pretty much a deadbeat ever since. I mean, has he ever had a real job? He's always been in the Senate or the House or whatever else. And Lord only knows, can you imagine what he was like if he was ever a lawyer in a court of law?
And, you know, the other sad thing is Kamala Harris, right? I'm not going to, you know, pick on her here. She's probably not a bad person. She's not qualified. They're picking people because of their race, gender, whatever. And that's great if they're qualified because it shouldn't matter. Right? But we saw when she went overseas there, right? And she was with the president of Poland. I mean, I watched the video. This is not Fox manipulating the video or whatever channel you're watching. She's not even answering the questions. She's not even answering the questions on the world. This is on the world stage. This is not just here at home, right? Just think about that. So I could sit here and say I'm embarrassed and she sucks, and it's not about that. In some ways, believe it or not, I actually feel sorry for her because I think she's just over her. Unfortunately, she's over her head. She moved up too quick, too fast, right? Wouldn't it be nice to have a woman vice president or a president? And if she's black or whatever, that's fine. But you have to be qualified. She's not. She's just not. It doesn't make her bad. She's just not qualified for the job.
And I'll tell you, she looks so incompetent out there. It's just her spinning words, going in circles. I mean, it's pathetic. It's sad. And I'm like, the world should
But that's because she's over her head. It's all. I mean, that's why I said I feel sorry.
Yep.
She's trying to wing it. Right? We've all seen that.
Yeah.
I know I've tried it throughout the years. You know, sometimes I'm caught in, you know, in a meeting at work or whatever, or maybe I was sleeping or something, and you try to wing. I get it. That's why I say I don't think she's a bad person, and I don't think she's stupid, but there's some, you know, you need experience. You need experience in this. That's all. It's that simple. You know, but like I say, look at the report card. I hear people saying, well, you know, if Trump was president, Putin wouldn't have invaded Ukraine. Really? How do you know? You have a magic ball, crystal ball, whatever? You don't know. You have no idea. It could be true, but we'll never know. I hate that because that's where the people battle back and forth. Forget about it. There's no argument about it. You don't have to argue about politics. Look at the record. And any Democrat, right, and I will be happy to listen, that could defend the high oil prices, the border that's crazier than ever, right, the inflation, right, the formula, and whatever else is going on, I'd be happy to listen. I'd love to hear the other side instead of blaming this one, it's that one's fault. Tell me, you know, otherwise. That's all.
I'll tell you, it's okay. We have another caller. I'm going to bring them on here in just a minute. But the other thing too is this new press secretary. You go back and you listen to everything she's been out there saying for the past 5 years, whatever it is, more than that. Oh, yeah, it's unbelievable. And it was Psaki who went out there and made some comment that she was leaving, that now we're going to have a person who's representing. This is the press secretary is going to represent people. That's not the role of a press secretary. Press secretary is a messenger for the White House. That's all. But she's out there saying they're going to represent. And why was this person picked? Let's go through, a black woman, so we got to have as many black women involved, and then, of course, she's part of the LGBTQ, whatever it is. And so these are what qualify her to be a press secretary. It's insane.
Well, I just seen her in action. I'll let you take that other call. I'll stand by. But I just seen her in action, and again, well, we got to give her a chance, I guess, but certainly I'm not impressed. It's not because of where she stands. You need to, be quick on your feet. You need to be qualified. Let's see. I mean, she just started, but I hear you. Yeah, and if you say anything, well, you're prejudiced or racist. No, you have to be qualified, and that's that. Well, anyway, I'll let you take the other call.
Yeah, because hold on, because I still have more questions for you, too, and I want to see what the other caller has to say. 6606, can we get your first name, please?
You are such a racist. Hello, Sally.
Hello.
This is Joe. I'm not calling in on my other number. I'm calling in on this one.
Oh, you're playing head games with me because it's like, that sounds like Joe, but that doesn't look like the number you use. Okay. So what are you thinking about all this? I mean, I know some of what you think, but go ahead and specifically to what we're discussing here tonight.
Of course, everybody has to be qualified. Go ahead, Sally.
I was going to say, what is the state of our union right now? And the other question, which I'm going to get back to Pat on, is that bottom of the line, do you believe the failure to defend this homeland is an act of treason? And do we, the people, have the right to defend our homeland and our lives? At what point do we stop waiting for a government who seems to not care, who's actually helping to take down this country? At what point do we do what we have to do to save this country?
Well, the state of the union is that we're run by corrupt people, extremely corrupt. And as Truman said, even if you were honest by the time you were elected in office, by the time you leave that particular office, you're no longer honest. People need campaign funds in order to stay in office. They love the job, even if they say that it's very stressful, but they want the power. So they're going to succumb to either sex trafficking, orgies like Cawthorn had said that he was invited to, or they're going to be extorted, or they're going to take the money from lobbyists. So the state of the union now is that we don't really have a union, unless it's a union of, and I'll be kind, a union of scoundrels, but I like to call them scumbags. So that's what we have, traitorous scumbags. The union is headed towards a fall a lot quicker than people think. Now, with regards to your other question, when we stand up, of course, we're going to be perceived as traitors by, of course, the Ministry of Truth. And with regards to Fox and Newsmax, which wasn't mentioned, but Fox was, those two stations, they were given $1 billion by Biden in order for them not to say anything bad about COVID. So the press is bought and paid for. All of this has been occurring throughout the decades through incrementalism. People knew about it through bits and pieces, but now it's all coming together in order to really smack us in the head. And I don't think that a lot of people are going to wake up in time anyway. So that's my answer.
So the sad part is we won't wake up in time to save this country, which I have a little bit of hope there. I'm concerned that it won't happen fast enough. And I tell you, there's been many of us who have been out there talking about this for well over a decade, trying to tell people. And of course, all you would hear is, "Oh, that's a conspiracy theory. That's Alex Jones' insanity, whatever else, and all this other stuff." But you know, Ron Paul was talking about this years ago, and Ron Paul, I don't know. I guess it was because of Ron Paul that I got so much more involved in learning what the Federal Reserve and the money and the financial system was about and stuff like that. And then you learn about the creature from Jekyll Island, the Federal Reserve, most
right.
people don't know, and stuff like that. And then you just realize it's insane. And but people, we've been out there telling people, and they just, through public education, which we haven't even talked about education and what it's doing here, the public education has dumbed down people so much. We have done everything we can to prevent sharing of knowledge. Here we've got this vast internet, this vast access to data everywhere, and now you've got to be concerned that they manipulate the books, they change the history, what they write in the books, and then they block stuff, obviously the censoring and stuff like that. And it's a sad state of affairs. And does this prove that you can't have a free society? Is this the reason why, and this goes back to what Jefferson was saying and stuff like that, the founders, they understood, and you got to protect yourself against the two enemies, the criminals and the government. I don't know if you heard me say that earlier, and I did actually mention Newsmax earlier. I said Fox News and Newsmax. Neither one of them are talking about
the
2,000 mules.
I know. I just got here. Yeah.
Yep. Oh, you missed the first hour. Okay, we'll get it. You'll have to play it back and listen to it later. But I was talking about the 2,000 mules. Did you watch that? Have you seen that movie or the documentary?
I am going to be speaking about it for 2 hours in about 45 minutes.
Okay. Well, can you give us a little bit of a summary? Let people hear another point of view of it, because I'm curious with what you're saying. Well, of course, I don't want you to have to go and repeat the whole thing, but anything you want to share on what you saw of it and what you think and how it all plays into the fact that Newsmax and Fox News won't even say it on the air?
Well, to sum it all up, it's the pinging technology that the government has used, but not used extensively enough to capture criminals, but to have used to capture people who weren't even inside the Capitol on January 6th. A bunch of people called True the Vote spent $2 million in order to buy publicly available ping data. As a result of that, they had tracked down what they call mules, and they borrowed the term from the cartels, and that mules are people who engage in sex trafficking, bringing kids across the border, bringing drugs across the border. So Dinesh D'Souza is the one who's out there in front of the film, but it was actually Catherine Albrecht and Greg Fisher who came to him with the data, with the idea, and he put it all together and used his name. So a mule is somebody who, in this film, illegally has taken ballots and dropped them off at these ballot boxes. What's significant about it is that it's against the law to be paid to do so. And these ballot boxes were established only a few months before the election was held. That was done in a speculative way in order to facilitate the overturning of the election. So I'll go on. To put it like this. They have found through the pig data that there are 2,000 people in a limited criteria which they had set up in order to find these people who illegally went from ballot box to ballot box, dropping off, absentee ballots and mail-in ballots in order to throw the election. And they found enough ballots through the technology that could have made the election swing in favor of Trump, which is why the counting of the votes on the election night was stopped. And in order to back up this ping data, they used surveillance footage supplied by the government, but had to have been accessed and given to the True the Vote organization, I think either by FOIA or by some other means which citizens can use in order to grab governmental stuff. And the surveillance technology shows that the ping technology was dead on. They show these mules having ballots, stuffing them into the ballot boxes, and taking pictures in order to make sure that they would get paid by the people who were paying them to do this. So that's what it is in a nutshell. Yep, that's what I'm going to be describing tonight, and I'm going to have a bunch of people give their opinions about it as well.
Well, and the excellent summary. Appreciate that. And out there telling people, if you haven't seen it, you really need to. They do, you do pay to watch it, but you pay to go to a movie too. But it costs a lot of money to do that stuff. So I personally don't have a problem. I mean, they're not asking for $100. I think it was $20 when I watched it. And I can donate $20 to the cause to document what really happened and put the truth out there.
You can also download it, Sally.
Yeah, and I need to do that as well, so I can share that with some others as well.
Yeah, you spent $20, you might as well download it.
That's true, be able to watch it again, because when you watch those things, you'll pick up other stuff the next time around. But it's just the nerve of those in charge to not want to take legal action about what happened here. And then really Fox and Newsmax, the total disgust I have with both of them. I mean, I pretty much had stopped watching 99% of Fox, and I was watching Newsmax more, but I'm going to have to turn that one off too. It's like, but I plan on sending a farewell note to both of them. If you're not even willing to report the truth of this, if you're not even willing to discuss this documentary on what happened with this election, then what good are you? And this does go back to Jefferson. Jefferson, the only thing you can believe in the newspaper are the advertisements. I mean, that this ordeal with the media, the reporting, is truly not new. It's only gotten a lot worse because news media is a for-profit industry, where in the past it was more of a public service. And there are laws. There are actual FAA regs where they have – FCC regs where they're supposed to serve the common good. If what they're doing is not serving the common good, what they're reporting, that they don't really qualify as a news organization. But again, the laws don't matter. No one follows them. And the whole point is like, well, wait a minute. If you're going to lie about it, then that's not serving the public good. If you can't back up what you're saying, then you're not serving the public good. Lying about the facts is not serving the public good. So most of the news networks would be shut down if we went back to the reg. And I want to say it was FCC Reg 99 or something like that. I'd have to look. I actually did a show on that a while back, several years ago, when we had the problem where major corporations were taking over smaller radio stations. And many of us back then tried. This was Clear Channel, I think, was one of the big ones at that time, and iHeart. Like, you cannot allow a few people to control the message. You cannot go and shut down these small stations. You cannot allow a monopoly of the news source, and that's where we are today. And here, we've just compounded the problem with that piece of it. Okay, well, that was good. And now the, and I do, I think I got Karen out here. Let's see, Karen, is that you?
Oh,
yeah, if we can get
the point. Everyone, and that was fantastic. And so was the movie. And hopefully it is a wake-up call to enough people, because it's all numbers. And I believe that we're making a big mistake as MAGA people, and we should be shouting our successes more than their failures. And we should be doing something like, you know, this happened. This is what you should do about it. We seem to not follow up with the this is what you should do about it part. And as a result, we're back in the same spot again, only it's a different industry, but they're doing the same tricks. Look what they have done to the military. You mean to tell me that if enough people didn't call their representatives and scream at them that this wouldn't be changed? Where are they taking the money for the $40 billion? They're taking it from the military and the border. That's insane. And yet nobody knows about it. You're right, Sally, and that's why it's up to us to share the truth constantly. Constantly. You can't call once and say, well, I made my call and that's it. You have to be the fly in the ointment. You have to be the one that motivates them to do something and stop this. You asked a very good question the other day, Sally. When is it okay for Americans to stick up for their own country? Why are we watching these people destroy it? We know there's a food shortage coming. We know that there are, they've planned atrocities for us. Where is the leadership telling us, okay, that's coming, let's do this? I don't see that, do you?
Absolutely not. They're not doing it.
And
the enemy's from within.
I think that's what we need more of. We need more of solution finders. We don't need any more people to go out and repeat the atrocity over and over and over again. And yes, they need to repeat it, but not 20 times a minute. They need to have solutions, and frankly, they don't have any. And I'm talking about the Republicans as well as the Democrats. The only Republicans that have a solution are the MAGA Republicans, and they say loud and strong, close the border, period. And although that's not the end-all, be-all, that is certainly something that will help and put a roadblock, a fly in the ointment. I mean, what Abbott is doing makes no sense at all. You should just close the border. They're invading the state. This is an invasion. We're closing our border, period. Where are the people of Texas? What's wrong with them? I'm very confused now. Have they gotten to everyone? And this is what we're going to have to look forward to? Or are we still in a position that if we do something and act, that changes will be coming?
Well, you know, Karen, that's the bottom line question that I've got for tonight is at what point do we defend our own homeland? Because we can see government at all levels, but of course the federal being the worst, the government at all levels is failing to do its most basic role. What it's truly the most important is the safety and security of the American people. But they want to go and vaccinate people, this garbage and everything else. Everything else they're trying to do, what they're doing with education, teaching sex ed and transgendering the military. I mean, all this other insanity of what they're doing, and they fail to do the most basic fundamental of what they're supposed to do. So at what point do the people of the actual people living along Texas, the Texas border there, when do they have a right to defend their home? Now, we have the sheriff here in Santa Rosa, Florida, who said, if they're on your property, in your home, whatever else, you have the right to shoot them. He defends yourself. Defend yourself. And
yes,
that's what
and we
Americans
have to
remember.
The law in Florida on our side.
Absolutely.
And
well, see, that's the important part. You have to have the law on your side. If you don't have the law on your side, you go to jail.
The question is, and I think we're missing this, is how many people actually talk to their sheriffs? If I go to one more, this is a new candidate running for office. I've lived in Florida for X number of years. I went to this college. I went to that church. I don't care. I can read that. By the third time you're around, I know it already. What are your solutions? I'm not hearing them. And that's what bothers me. And then when I say to a candidate, the Federal Reserve and the SEC are now going to be determining the state's healthiness according to their ESG score, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to say, well, because they're going to say, do you have a transgender bathroom in every facility? What is your this law? What is your abortion law? What is that law? How many diversified people do you have in your offices? And if your score is not high enough, guess what? Ooh, you don't get any funding, which actually would be a good thing. So maybe we should start a movement that says the Florida taxes will stay in Florida. We don't want your money. We don't want your grants. We don't want anything from you except what is enumerated to you in the Constitution. That is your job. We're not interested in anything else. That's the way
Karen,
it should be.
Now, you weren't on, I know you weren't able to join at the beginning of the show, but in the beginning I was talking about Biden's amendment to the World Health Organization and how Congress surrendered their rights to, and have done this many, many times, have surrendered their rights to the White House, and basically they don't want to be responsible. They want stuff done, but they don't want their name on it, so they're going to go and put it on the president to go do whatever he feels like doing. And these amendments to the World Health Organization will destroy the sovereignty of this country. How is this illegal at all? And, you know, it's, you know, this piece of it. What is your take? I'm saying that they're supposed to do the vote the 22nd through the 28th is when the World Health Assembly convenes or something, and that's when they're supposed to be taking a vote on this. But the nerve of giving away our health care rights to a world organization. What is your take on that? What's the latest you have on that information? Any updates you can give us?
Well, first of all, this is part, so everyone knows, of the World Economic Forum, and they are meeting in Davos in and at the 22nd to, I think, the 28th. And you are absolutely right, Sally. This is the first rule of a communist takeover of people. Control their health care. So that's what they're doing. We have to stop being surprised that they're doing it, and we have to say, oh, we expected you to do that, and as a result, we're doing this. And we don't have that. And that's the leadership that we're lacking. As for how this should progress, right now everybody should be calling their senator and telling them that they had better tell McConnell that if this bill passes, they will not go to work, and they will not be a quorum of anything, and they won't do anything until the 22nd, until November 2022. This is an addendum that is being added to an already existing contract. Now think about that. When an addendum is added to a contract without proper notification and enough time to let the other side have their input, it changes the contract. And a changed contract without both signatures, no matter who ceded what to who, is void. And the Republicans ought to grow a pair, and they ought to start suing the Democrats or the Biden administration for even thinking of adding these addendums. The contract itself is bad enough. This, of course, makes it worse. So we should be calling our senators and telling them, under no uncertain terms can these addendums be signed, and if they are, then it's time to exercise nullification. And since health care is not part of the Constitution. It is a state's rights, and leave yourself off of our health care. You want to dabble, do something with Medicare and Medicaid, and that's it. You have no
and
legal responsibility.
Yeah, two parts to that. The president, first off, this was done very quietly where he submitted these amendments, these proposed amendments that he submitted to the World Health Organization or whatever they call it, something else up there, but it's the same thing,
right.
World Health Organization. This was done back in January, and of course, gosh, I wonder where we heard this in the news. Oh, no, we didn't. So once again, it was slid under the radar. And then the Republicans they don't do anything. But more importantly, as I was saying earlier, Congress should have never surrendered these rights. This is what Congress should be voting on to begin with. This should not be something under the control of the president, which I'm being told because of the way they've done Congress continues to surrender their rights to the White House, that he was able to submit this without their approval, which should have never been allowed either. And then the other part, which I think is something you and I have talked about many times, we have really got to get people out there. People are saying something about they want DeSantis to run for president, and we keep saying, no, he needs to be the governor. People need to understand the 10th Amendment. We need strong governors who push back on this garbage, and we need to be making sure DeSantis, I mean, we all know DeSantis has pushed back on a lot of stuff. He's actually thought about the federal constitution and the state constitution more so than the majority of them. But we need to understand that, to me, the governors and the states, that this is so critical to saving this country, a sovereign nation of many sovereign states. We are not supposed to be under the full control of the federal government the way it is today, which is because of the money. And if you're going to keep taking the money from the federal government, then they're going to keep controlling you. And this is what's happened. So you got to have governors who are willing, like DeSantis, to say, that's not constitutional, and it's definitely a 10th Amendment. The state of Florida is going to decide on how they're going to handle abortions and education and whatever else, health care. It is not the federal government. We have got to get people to understand the state, the role of the state, and shut down this totally unconstitutional stuff that's going on that. And, Karen, I'll let you go ahead and make a comment, then I'll go back through to Pat and to Joe to get them to chime in.
Oh, yes, and thank you. Just like any good army, if we look at Florida and the United States as an army, the general, the chief, the president needs to have good people around him, and that can implement what he's saying and use it as an example for other states that can't implement anything. So he needs to have people like DeSantis in Florida, just like others that will be in other states, like Carrie Lake in Arizona, who can work with him and can implement and speak logically and intelligently what their state actually needs, not what the donors need. So DeSantis as a 2024 candidate would be a very bad choice, because DeSantis as governor of Florida will then learn exactly what to do, what Trump is putting in place. And he will implement it, and he may have changes to make, and that might be terrific. So if Trump is president, he needs good governors, and that's what we have to make sure that everybody understands. And if Florida is going to be a model state, which it is, then we need a great leader, which DeSantis has turned out to be. That's my two cents.
Absolutely. People need to totally understand how critical the role of the governors is in this process. It's a sovereign nation of many sovereign states. Understanding what a sovereign state is. That is why the founders created a small federal government, and it was for the people to control at the state level. And we have done everything to totally, totally corrupt that piece of it. Let's see. It looks like Joe had to drop there. But, Pat, are you still there?
I am. Yeah, I I certainly agree. I'm not being from Florida, but I know about Governor DeSantis. And, you know, you need to be surrounded by good people. That was an excellent point. And we've seen the failures in the past, right? Presidents in the past that didn't have a good cabinet or just weren't surrounded by good people. We see that today. I mean, I think that's pretty evident, right? That,
yeah.
You know, the current administration, this is they're out to lunch. So that really is important. So where he might make a good president, but you know what? You do need people out in the field, as they say, right? So I thought that was an excellent point.
Yeah, and you've got a wonderful governor there in New Jersey, right? Oh, what's the take of your wonderful governor in New Jersey?
Oh, goodness. Yes.
Well, that's a fact.
I had another idea or point or whatever, and I think that if we are able to, I think that we should be studying the law of what will happen if we are able to secure the House and the Senate and impeach Kamala and Joe and Nancy and the rest of them. How fast will we set up, how fast will your representative be willing to set up oversight committees? What are they doing? You know, it's, we need to be prepared, not like, oh, we're going to pass, we're going to repeal and replace Obamacare. Oops, we forgot to do that. We can't be in that position anymore. We have to be in a position, we know what they're going to do. And that's also part of the problem. Everybody says, oh, they're so stupid, they're incompetent. No, they are not. They're very competent. They're communists. And if we don't understand what communists are, well, here's a perfect example. They don't care. They don't care about you. They are atheists. They don't care about God. They don't care about anything except themselves and how much they can accumulate. And all of these things are designed for that. Well, we should know that already, and we should be preparing against that so that when we do take over the House and the Senate, of which we will only have 2 years, if we get it right, we'll have a lot longer. But if we get it wrong and waste 2 years like we did under Paul Ryan, that was criminal. And we don't want to do that again. So that's a mistake not to follow. And that's why history is important. It's important to know we all went through that. How embarrassing was that? And now
let me ask you this, and then I want to read some info that was sent to me here in a text. The thing is, the Republic, what does GOP really stand for? We're going to get to that later. But right now, if you talk to these Republicans, I mean, even the Jim Jordans out there, they're too scared to say anything. You can't, when it comes to, with the exception of a few like Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene and a few that are really outspoken, the majority, even the Jim Jordan, who's even relatively outspoken too, is too afraid to say he won't vote for McCarthy to be the Speaker of the House again. And they won't go and say the word treason. They won't say the word impeachment. They're very, very, it's like they're wimping out before they even get there. And yet I'm like, well, what kind of political game do they play? And I'm like saying, if you can't take the tough message out there to the road right now, what are we going to expect these Republicans to do when they get in office? So, I mean, that part, it's, you know, people better be really forcing the hand of these Republicans, because I came up with my own saying of what GOP stands for, and it has nothing to do with Grand Ole Party, which I said earlier. You can go ahead and comment that. And
I agree with you, and now, of course, is the time that you should be standing up, and you are absolutely right. So I get to use my favorite word. It says next. Get rid of them. I don't care if they're partially good. You know they're partially good. Well, somebody else may be really good. So why would you settle for partially good? Because he's been there for 20 years? This is enough, folks. If you're not satisfied, and look up their voting records. If you're not satisfied, say next. and get rid of them.
Yeah, we were talking about that before.
Over and over again and expecting your life to be different. It won't
be. We were talking
be.
About that before. Very important to look at their report card, right? Very, more than ever. More than ever.
It's not what
more
they say,
ever.
It's what they do.
Yeah, that's right.
And that also is what Pat was saying earlier too, Karen, before you came on, was also to say, don't look at the stinking party. Go, if they're in office, you have a report card, go look and see what they did. If they were a Democrat and they actually stood for something legitimate and not all this woke insanity that we have going on, then and compare them to whoever's running for the Republican side or whatever, you cannot look at the party. I mean, people get upset with me when we say that because we don't want the Democrats to have the control of the House. If you look at for the right qualities, I don't think you're going to have the Democrats still in there because of all the stuff they've been doing. At the same time, who you're replacing them with, you better make sure these people do something. Or if you're going to keep the Republicans that are in there, make sure they're doing something. I mean, it's just so insane. And Jim Jordan, I think deep down, he's playing the political game now, trying to be careful what he's saying out there in public. And I think he'll say more. But I've also seen him cough out on stuff when he's in these hearings where he's saying, oh, wait a minute, why didn't you ask that follow-up question that was so obvious? You still had time, and then they drop the ball on the stuff, kind of like the Obamacare stuff, too, like you mentioned. So you better really just don't plan on a party saving you. You better get to these people and talk to them and demand some real action. Let me read this one text here. The people have to read the book Laptop from Hell. When you read this book, it brings it all together. That's why that what's happening now with the gas problems, the invasion from Mexico, going on, the goings on in Ukraine and, of course, Russia. And then you will see the answers, power and payoff. So I have not read that book. I've definitely heard of it, but I have not read that one. But that's one of the books I actually don't think I have yet. And then Do As I Say, Not As I Do, which, of course, is Biden. And then this other one, All This with the WHO is the result of payoffs to Hunter and the CCP. All of this is intertwined because the CCP wanted to get in and get the ins and outs and Washington. Yep, get on the good side of Hunter so big guy's son can get permanent payoff and all that fun stuff that we've heard about. Let's see, what was the other? It's all about the money. They scratch Hunter's back and Hunter gives them all the CCP front door to the White House. And you know, this brings up something else that I was starting to talk about a little bit earlier, and I think it's a good place to bring it in, because what is the topic here? What's the state of this union? What are we? How much has China taken over this country as we speak today? And is it not a bioweapons war, this fentanyl, what they're doing with the fentanyl killing our kids? They were trying to give us the stupid vaccine and this COVID nonsense. While they don't, the reports that I've been seeing lately, as more people, I think they say between the age of 18 and 45 or something like that, more people die of fentanyl overdoses than anything else, not COVID or anything else. Yet these people who supposedly care so much about us and want to give away our health care to the World Health Organization are perfectly okay with China, because most of the fentanyl is coming from China. 90-something percent of it, 95% of the fentanyl comes from China. I mean, I thought back with the thing with China, and you got to go back prior to Trump. I mean, the people who were letting communist China come in, letting them into the World Trade Organization, letting them buy up land, buy up Smithfield meat, buy up our food supply. I mean, have we not just said, hey, communist China, come on in, take over. Let's go ahead and kill us. That's okay. We're going to stand here while you kill us with fentanyl. And, of course, now they have access to this massive food supply. It won't take much for China to destroy us. Or am I exaggerating this? Because I really do see that we are at war right now with China on this homeland. Forget what's going on in the rest of the world. China is attacking us on this homeland. And, once again, we have a bunch of whatever kind of leaders, the Mickey Mouse leaders, not Mighty Mouse, but Mickey Mouse leaders out there, who aren't doing anything to protect and defend this country. It's just beyond me. Karen, I'll go to you, and then Pat, I'll get your take on that.
Well, as bad as you think that is, it's worse. And I hate to be the bearer of bad tidings, but it's a lot worse. They have had Confucius Institutes put in colleges since Bill Clinton, and they have been training Chinese communists to go out and spy on America from that institute, which is nestled into many of our universities. They recently, of course, have taken over many of the publishing companies and are now publishing our textbooks. The vaccine from, I think it was Johnson and Johnson. Yes, the vaccine from Johnson and Johnson is not an American company anymore. Johnson and Johnson is now owned by the Germans and their partners, the Communist Chinese Party. Isn't that lovely? So every time you stick one of those needles in your arm, we are paying the Communist Chinese Party for bringing the disease here to begin with so that they could capitalize on the vaccine, of which they are making boku money. This is all about the money. This is all about the money. And it was really disheartening to see how many people fell into that trap of getting vaccinated. And look at the people that are now dying. I read that the people in the military, the women in the military, and yes, they are women. Men cannot have babies, dummy. Oy. Anyway, you can't have a baby unless you have suffered through a menstrual cycle, and I dare any man to see that. And don't show me a transgender person, because to me they are still a woman. Period. Okay, moving on. I had to throw that in there. They will do that constantly also. That's what they do so that you don't focus on what's really important. They'll throw something in there that is totally meaningless. They will go after programs that, even if they got 100% of their program, will never fix the problem, because they can't fix the problem. Now, why do you say? Because they're incompetent and stupid? No. Because the communist doctrine does not want them to fix the problem. Because if they fix the problem, then their job would be done and there wouldn't be any other way to rip you off. So the problem can never be fixed by their choices. They are designed to fail, every single one of them. Name one program that Biden has put in place that has been successful.
I don't know of any.
I don't see any hands up for you, Sally. I don't see anybody putting their
hands up. No. And it's sick. And,
so,
you know, you mentioned Johnson.
The problem with us is we say, oh, they're so incompetent. If they only understood, how could they do that to American babies? How can they do that to American seniors? How could they? Because they're communists. And until we recognize what communism is, they are not Americans. They hate America. They have hated America since communism existed. And it all existed out of the whim of some stupid man who was a total failure and, by the way, a drug addict. Let us not forget that. Most of these programs are written while these people are drug-induced on something. Because the majority of them are drug addicts or something addicts. They do something. It goes with the territory because you've taken away their avenue to be creative. And when you've taken away their avenue to be creative, they'll find another way, and that's what they're doing. So,
sad truth. We've got to recognize that. The key of recognizing the enemies from within. People need to face the fact that we've got a communist regime going on in this country, and we open the door for it. And I'm totally with you that these people aren't stupid. These are evil doers. And I will say that in the past, when they said, you know, the certain element that said letting China be part of the World Trade Organization, they said, well, we're going to try to, they thought they could somehow change the communist mentality. And I believe there are some of those people who are naive enough to think that you can have a world of peace and that everybody's going to love everybody and everybody, unfortunately, that's just not human nature. There's always going to be those who don't like, who want to take from others. There's always going to be that fact. And then, of course, when it comes to China taking over this country, massive, massive money and greed. And look at Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell is a communist, people. Would you face it? He's married to a communist Chinese lady whose father owns the communist shipping company and transport company that has taken over a lot of stuff in this country, too. Mitch McConnell is a communist. Say that out loud. He's a Republican communist. Would you wake up and smell the coffee? And, you know, too bad. Mitch McConnell wouldn't be there except for Trump. Trump and also Rand Paul in the previous election. They are the ones who have keep giving this communist power. Like, would you people wake up and stop with the garbage? And then you mentioned Johnson & Johnson. I gotta put this one out there, and then I want to let Pat chime in here. Johnson & Johnson, what you just said there. Now, and I can't remember if you had mentioned that you had watched the rally that Trump did in Pennsylvania or not, but it was in that rally, and I'm sure at some point you saw the replay. How many times I've heard true constitutionalists, which, by the way, stop saying conservative. Are they a constitutionalist? I don't care about stinking conservatives because Mitch McConnell calls himself a conservative. I want constitutionalists. They go out there, and Trump was out there in Pennsylvania introducing Mr. Johnson and blah, 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 and how wonderful he is. And then he says, you know, Johnson & Johnson, and Johnson & Johnson has lots of money. Why didn't Trump say, oh, by the way, they're half-owned by the Communist Chinese Party? Wouldn't that be relevant for Trump to mention that?
It certainly would, and now we have to go look and see how much Johnson & Johnson donated to the Trump campaign. Or did they create a PAC, or did they do something else? Trump is going to have those kinds of things, and I agree with you, it's bad, but maybe the only thing that Reagan said that I liked was the 80-20 rule.
Yep.
And right now, the only one that has the, use a Jewish word, the chutzpah, to turn America around would be Trump. So, unfortunately, he does stupid things just like everybody else. And not investigating J&J, which used to be an American company. That's the whole problem. It used to be. It's not anymore. And that is what's happening with a lot of our businesses, which is why we are in this mess that we are going to be in. And one of the biggest, scariest things is what just happened with India, where Modi, their president, said, we're not going to be sending out any more wheat. We are keeping our wheat for the Indian people. There will be no starvation in India. In the meantime, Sri Lanka is starving to death. So,
and
what should
and
be
what's
doing
happening
in America?
Right here,
wouldn't you think it would be a smart thing, Ms. Sally, to open up more processing plants and get more people to grow and bring back some of our dairy products and things like that that we have farmed out to other places? Wouldn't that be a good idea?
Yeah, it's called being independent. It's called being self-sustaining, taking care. And the Victory Gardens, people better start learning the history of the Victory Gardens because we're going to be needing them big time. But absolutely. We have the means to be completely independent, take care of ourselves, which, of course, Trump proved when it came to the energy. We have the ability to do this. Unfortunately, we have a bunch of leaders, enemies from within, who are called leaders, which they're really not, but they're enemies. They're enemies. They're not leaders. They're enemies who are destroying this country while we could be in so much better shape right now, even after this crazy plandemic, when the pandemic was a plandemic, with all the means to control an election and take over. And we could be doing so much better right now and on the mend, where right now they're still starving us to death, they're still destroying us, they're still taking us down. The enemies are destroying this country. And when are Americans going to rise up and say enough already? Now, I haven't, Pat, I want you to go in. John, I see you out there. I'm not sure we're going to get to you tonight. I'll try to get you in the last couple of minutes. I do see you out there. But, Pat, after all that, what are you thinking?
Well, I certainly agree. You folks made a lot of points in various different areas, especially, you know, these folks that you would think they are incompetent, but they're not. I mean, perhaps to a degree, but they're not stupid. They know what they're doing. And they're becoming more bold, it looks like. And I think people are starting to see this. I mean, I'm maybe wishful thinking here. But you know, I do know some people that, you know, certainly lean Democrat, and they're starting to go, hey, you know, all they're doing is blaming other people, and they're screwing this up and screwing that up. So people are taking notice, and it's just, you know, you've got to take a stand. It, you know, it's certainly, there's certainly a bigger plan, right, that they have. It's just the, and Karen, I think you said before, like, how many are they? You know, it just seems like there's just so many more than you think there would be, you know? Pretty interesting.
Yeah, I would like to know much more, so some real statistics, and these people who have been in Washington, D.C. all these years ought to be able to answer the question. How much control of American real estate and corporations and grain mills and the food supply, how much control and prescription drugs does China control of this country right now? I mean, have we not given the key to communist China? It's like, come on over and take over. Yeah, yeah, what the heck? You know, we're not going to defend ourselves. We're too stupid. The average person, and when I say stupid, I should say ignorant. Three levels of knowledge, ignorant, dumb, and stupid. Ignorant is not being aware. Too many Americans have been ignorant, brainwashed by public education to say, well, you voted for someone and that's why you do. No, you do a lot more than that. Dumb is being knowing that China's doing this and not figuring out what to do with it, saying, oh, I don't know. Well, let's bring some more Chinese in because that'll help make it better. I don't think so. That's putting your hand on the hot burner routine. And then being stupid is, yes, they're killing us. Yes, we know this. Yes. Well, let's go ahead and just stand here and see. Well, it'll get better. And just you keep letting yourself get shot down while they destroy you. That's being just downright stupid. So are the American people ignorant, dumb, or stupid, or some combination? I think a lot of it's ignorance. And I go back time and time again, and I've said it over the years. Goes back to the fall of the Roman Empire. How many Americans can you go out there and talk to, and they'll know you, give you the name of every stinking quarterback in the NFL and pitcher in the Major League Baseball, whatever. They'll know all these people, but ask them anything to do with what the World Health Organization is. Ask them if they know that China controls Smithfield Meats right now. Yeah, you're eating Smithfield Meats, you're eating a Chinese product, and do you trust China to not go and do something with that supply? What about putting the fentanyl in the water and killing people? Wake up, people. You better pay attention. Sorry, I got into a little bit of a rant there, Pat, but anything else you want to add?
No, I think that was a great point, you know, as far as people just worrying more about the sports teams, right? You know, oh, my team lost, and, you know, they're depressed for weeks, and yet they don't care about this other stuff. It's amazing how much people don't, especially the younger folks. They scare me the most, actually. They don't get it. They just, you know, want to just do their own thing. I mean, I was young, too, and I get it, but I think you got to get involved more. People got to really try to get involved. They're quick to complain, if you notice, right? But they don't even know what's going on overall. And you got to get involved. Got to get people involved. With that said, if you want to get your other caller in, that would be great.
Yep, I think we'll give John, let's see, John, are you still there? Hello,
yes.
John, are you there? Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, you kind of got on the board a little bit late there, and we've got about 10 minutes. I'll give you a little bit of time here. What are you thinking tonight?
Well, there's certainly a large number of subjects we have to talk about going on in the world. We actually should mention the one that's recently happened in Florida with the Disney situation. one of the strangest situations in our country with Disney's behavior. Why is Disney so adamant about controlling very young child sexuality? How deep is Disney into this? It's a perversion. It seems to encompass the entire Disney Corporation, which is a leftist bully type corporation.
John. John,
yes.
Let me ask you something real quick here. Talking about that, because we didn't touch a whole lot onto this transgender and grooming and everything else that's going on. But, you know, it's a big question, too, because it really is the, it's beyond the brainwashing. It's the total changing the culture and corrupting the minds and bodies of people. What, when you think about what they're doing, is because obviously Disney's playing this big role out there, which, trust me, for anybody that knows me, I don't have anything to do with Disney. Walt Disney, I'm sure he would be spinning in his grave if he saw this stuff. They were given free rein to run their own government and everything else. So you got that. But then you go over here to the public education, and you see them trying to twist and manipulate. When I'm trying to understand, and obviously wanting to change a culture, to what extent you want to change the culture by totally twisting a young child's mind and saying, well, I think I'm a boy, but I really feel like a little girl, so I'm going to be a girl today, or I'm a large man and I want to compete against women because I can't win against the men, so I'm going to... What is going on that has... What kind of individual, what is in the human psyche that would want to go out there and totally convert natural law, which is a man and a woman, and they each play different roles in the reproductive cycle, why they want to go and screw up the heads of these kids like this, except...
Because they can destroy your society that way. There is no other reason.
Right.
Their plan is to completely destroy your society, and if they get your children, they can do that. This, I'll admit, what you're talking about, what you mentioned, is a new development. It's something they made up. Ask yourself this question. Why do all the executives in the Disney Corporation, why are they ugly? Androgynous women. These women are all backing this 1,000%. I can create a woman of this, a person of this nature simply by using hormones. Now, they have something called a... They use other drugs. They use what they call puberty blockers. But you can change a person's sex simply by giving them the different hormones. They'll still have the sex hormones they were born with. But they will change in their looks. A female will look like a male and vice versa. Strangely enough, these children, these young teenagers, these young children that they do this with, all seem to start looking exactly alike. If they're male, they take on very high voices. And they look effeminate. But I can change them back by giving them the right hormones. It's all made up. It's just another attack by the left on our whole society and maybe the world. They've ruined women's sports. That was one of their objectives. The women don't seem to be doing much about it because they can't stand up to this crowd like Disney that have created a false narrative. It's totally false. I've been around bodybuilders in gyms and stuff, never took any steroids because I never had any drive to have huge fake muscles, which is what Arnold Schwarzenegger did. His muscles are all fake. They lose those muscles if they stop taking the steroids. So,
well,
and I've
know,
known
actually,
any,
let me comment,
I've known many other bodybuilders too.
Yeah, and you know, this goes back. We've talked about this in the past. The culture, the brainwashing, what we've done, and you really have to look at the culture over decades. I mean, you really have to see how this all transitioned. And I go back on some of this. I've spoken about this in the past. I won't get into too much detail tonight. But when we have this mentality, you know, America is the land of opportunity. You can be whatever you want to be. And there's so much that that's the whole idea is it's true. You can.
But you can't. You cannot. That is a fallacy. They are going
to
make sure that you cannot be what you want.
John, listen to what I'm saying first. The people have risen to high levels because of the extra work and you doing things to be successful versus just being a couch potato. But what happened over time was the mentality, the feel was out there, do whatever it takes. You're number one, do whatever it takes. And this somehow justified doing anything to get whatever you wanted. And I believe that's a big part of this. Well, you take enough steroids, you want to be a professional baseball player, and you got to build up the strength and do this, do that, whatever. The steroids in professional sports, they did it because do whatever it takes. The mentality, you're going to do whatever it takes, and it's all okay because you're number one. I believe that plays into some of the psyche. But anyway, go ahead. But I agree, you can't do. Not everybody can be everything. I'm never going to be 6 feet tall. That's just the way it is. That's the way it is. And so, yeah, we can't do everything, but we're still the land of opportunity where you have more options to do things and be successful. Go ahead, John.
But the left is trying to destroy that. You have to just remember that at all times. They come up with the weirdest. This sex thing is about the weirdest thing they could ever dream up. Now, I need to bring out the fact that what stopped Disney, and Disney is now completely stopped, and their big mouths have been shut up because they've lost big. And their last loss was a couple of days ago when the Democrats in Miami filed a lawsuit against. So they went from the legislative side to the judicial side, and they thought they could win in the courts. It was only one day that the courts ruled on who was going to lose this case, and they ruled everything in favor of the state government of Florida. Now, if you don't think they weren't counting on that lawsuit big time, you're mistaken. Because as soon as they lost it, they started to shut their mouth. So as of right now, Disney has shut up. But just remember, they've been exposed. What has happened is they have expose Disney for the weirdness and the bully corporation that it is. And I'm not kidding you. I saw the latest chairman of the board of Disney, and it's a woman. And she's very androgynous looking, and I would call her ugly. Just what is going on sexually at Disney? Because it looks like a great big perverted executive branch of that corporation. And we have won. We have beaten them, and they will never say another word, especially after they lost the case big, and thank God for that. But there's no end to the leftism, the strangeness of the leftism that they're trying to perpetrate on our society. And that's the corporation. Coke did it. They're paying for it. There's a number of corporations doing it. And Disney made the mistake of taking on our great governor. They've lost everything. They've completely lost their independence. And they are going back to where they should have been to begin with. They never should have had special treatment, but they gave that treatment to Disney for being a great guy and bringing this whole thing to Florida.
John.
Well, there is no similarity between the original Disney and this bunch of God knows what.
Okay,
yes,
John,
I'm here.
Yep. Okay. We're coming to the end here, so I'm going to kind of have to wrap it up. We're actually just a couple minutes over. So people who are listening on the phone can still hear me. The people who are listening on the internet probably just lost it a couple of minutes ago. But what you're talking about is so true, and it's such a valid point, because Disney, you know, this is corporations, fascism. We have to remember the fascism going in here, the control and how the games they played with government and everything else. We're showing a certain cultural strength by rejecting some of this stuff. And Tom Pastore, which he's not on tonight, but he is over the years said boycott, boycott, boycott. And you have these crazy people on news media that don't want to say the word boycott. It does mean something. You can go out there and say, you know what? We don't like your behavior, demeanor, your involvement in the local issues kind of stuff.
I boycotted Coke.
Yeah. Well, and many people did. Many of us.
I do not drink any Coke products to this day.
And I don't either. I refused to purchase any of their Coke products. And
they got real nasty about what they intended to do.
Well,
and they weren't friendly
exactly
about it either.
And
so I got real nasty. And
yeah.
Pardon?
I said, we have much more control than we know, but what I guess my point is, and again, we're running out of time here, the key that I'm trying to say is they've awoken us, the giant or whatever else, the tiger or something, where
no, they've woken us up to them. This is what Disney was hiding like a snake.
I know, that's my
point. Trying to pull this off, and now they have revealed themselves
exactly
for what they are. And
that's
so
more,
did
and that's
Coke.
Exactly my point.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
yep.
We know
so
about
you, I'll give you a couple,
bad
couple more minutes, John. We're running out of time here, so I'll give you a couple more minutes, and then I'm going to go around the table.
All right. Well, that
the
was the big thing that I had, the latest leftist
and
propaganda about this woke fake, and it is fake, sexuality, and it's sneaky as hell because they're doing it, the schools, the leftist Democrat-run schools, are doing this without the parents' permission. And
exactly.
There's teachers that will admit that. They're converting your child to these sex treatments that's going to make your child, if it's a male, look effeminate. Now, there's something really perverted and weird about these crazy bastards.
Yeah, exactly. And so thank you, John, for calling in. And next time, we're still going to have a show with you talking about the water desalination and the stuff that's going on in California, but we'll have to save that for another night.
Yeah, I'd love to talk about that because they're about to hit the bottom.
They are. So we have to
L.A. is about to go completely dry. And it's going to happen in a very short time. And those fires on the beach with the beach mansions are just the beginning.
Yep. Exactly. So we're going to do a full show on that because there's so much people need to understand.
I would love to talk to you about that.
Yep. Well,
get
off
of this subject and go on that one. Be glad you don't live out there. Be glad you people don't live out there.
Okay, John. We will continue that discussion later. But going back to...
That's impending disaster there.
It is. And we'll talk about that on another show.
I could write a book about that.
The point that John was making, and it's the pervertedness of what they're trying to do with trying to change the sexuality, transgender, and everything else, but then also the role of Disney, what Disney has done. And I'm telling you, to me, it's a win for us because people have rejected it.
It's a huge win,
of course,
and our children are being protected.
John, hold on now. I got to wrap up here. We're out of time.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
And thank you for the call. It's good info, and we'll have another discussion about Disney, too. But
yeah, we'll do our best.
Well, understanding what it represents in the grand scheme of things, Disney, with all their might and all their power, how they've monopolized many things. I mean, ABC and ESPN.
What you all people should do is go out and celebrate the failure of Disney.
And and personally, I am one that's doing that. But hold on, John. Come on. I'll have to hit the mute button on you.
I realize my time is over, but I'm just getting started.
I know. We're gonna get to that.
We need to have another meeting. Let's dedicate it to the Western Draft. What do you think of that?
We're going to, John. John, you got to stop now so I can finish up the show.
Thank you very much. I thank you for the time.
Thank you, John. But anyway, again, the point is Disney World, the Coca-Cola stuff, these to me, I take these as wins, a big wins for us. That people are saying, well, they're not going to destroy this culture. We're not going to sit back and let them do this. We're going to let them know we are not going to pay for them. We're not going to give them the money.
We took away all their little freebies.
Okay.
We took away
them
all.
John, stop. Please stop interrupting here. I got to finish the show.
Okay.
I
want to hear somebody else say something. I like to hear other people talk.
I'm trying to go around the table, but you keep cutting in.
Let me hear somebody else. I like to hear knowledge.
Okay, we're going to go around the table. We're going to go Pat next, give you your final thoughts for the night, and then we'll have Karen close it out, and we'll call it a night.
Great show, Sally. Really was. Thank you for... giving us such a great show. These are very important topics. I certainly agree with all that was said about Disney. I'm no fan to begin with. And, this certainly puts the nail in the coffin for that and other companies like them. So three cheers for us, right? We've got to win.
Well, that is right on.
Yeah. Thanks, and you all have a great night.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Pat. Good conversation. and share the word, spread the word, and we just got to, it's up to us. It's up to we the people to change stuff. It's not going to happen by the elected, not without us really showing them to do their
job. Oh, my God. Hey, the current elected is unelected.
Yep. Okay, and would that be okay, John? Now it's Karen's turn.
Okay.
Karen?
Well, first of all, thank you all. It was terrific and a great conversation. The sad part is if we think that it's only going to stop and end with Disney, we have another thing coming because it's not. What happened with Disney was part of the ESG program, and if you go to their page in the market on the Dow Jones or wherever they're reporting, you will find a page that says ESG rating, ranking. And they are being ranked and rated how they follow government policies and the desires of what the government wants. They are not the only company. In order for companies to get money, remember what Janet Yellen said at the end of the year, she wants to get rid of the dollar and give everybody a debit card. How awful would that be? But that's what they're doing to the corporations. Governor DeSantis said at one time, and I think this is something that we have to bring to all of our representatives state I'm talking about, is that he would pull all of the pension plans, all of the funding out of corporations that only follow wokeness and start investing in the smaller state corporations. And remember, we had a conversation about taking your money out of these major banks who are aiding and abetting the government in rating these people on their ESG score. So no more will a corporation, will a business be asked, is your product wonderful? Are you making it fairly? Is the product suitable for, are there any pitfalls? Whatever it is about the product, they won't be asked that anymore. What they're going to be asked is, how many blacks do you have in your board? How many transgenders? How many brown people do you have? How many oriental people do you have? And on and on and on, and they will be rated by this. So a corporation no longer will be able to focus on being the best and brightest. They will have to focus on their ESG score. So we cannot let this happen. So we have a lot of things that we can't let happen. But the buck is going to stop right now with WHO. And the good news is, in November, when it gets implemented, everything gets implemented with a price, and a new Congress would be able to say, sorry, no funding for that program. And then, eventually, with the right president, pull us out of that treaty, which is a fraudulent treaty because it has been changed without due process. So we have a lot to do, but as they say, politics is local, and we have to pay attention to who is in our counties, whom is in our cities, and whom we should be working with, and make sure that the people that we elect, we have vetted. How many of you have asked a new representative, if ESG score becomes prevalent, as it is becoming, would you stand with Governor DeSantis and tell the Florida agencies that they have to change where they are investing their funds? Would you stand with that? Would you sign a bill like that? We have to be real and ask the right questions, and again, look to see what these people are doing, not what they say, because as we have learned, they lie. But we know better. And by recognizing them as communists, it makes it easier to deal with them because you know, oh, that's a lie, that's a lie, that's a lie, that's a lie, because they lie all the time. It's the only way they can get their policies through. So, Miss Sally, it has been a wonderful show, and thank you so much for inviting me.
Well, thank you for joining in, Karen. It's been an excellent discussion. And ESG, just so people remember, environmental social governance. It's the environment that's going to be your credit score, not anything to do with what you do with your finances or whatever else. But environmental social governance. And I know there are states that are out there fighting that now, including Florida, trying to get bills enacted to block it. We cannot allow them to use your diversification and your environmental impact, all these other things, to be the driving force of social governance. Social governance is socialism, which is communism. We've got to keep saying the word. Stop saying socialism because it sounds nice. Be honest. Say communism. We must stop the communist takeover of our country. And with that being said, we are running a few minutes late, but it's been an excellent discussion. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in, and the conversation's been great. And I'm going to do my absolute best to be here next Monday. I'm trying to get back on schedule with Mondays. Thursdays just were causing me some problems, and as you know, I missed a couple weeks there. So I'm going to do my best to be on every Monday. So please have a good evening, and God bless America. Get engaged. It is up to we the people. Thank you so much, and good night.
Good night. Thank you very much.
Good night.
Good night.